This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The Premier of the Northwest Province. Premier, good morning to you and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning. My apologies, could not find me earlier.
No, no problem, sir. So, hey, we are complaining here, Premier. I'm sure you will understand. We were talking about these decaying institutions. I mean, your province is used to be famous for your Mabana cultural centers. We were told that you had the most beautiful studios internationally. Even Michael Jackson came and recorded a hit or two there. But apparently now all of these things, diputlami, they are lying fallow. There's no, it's a nyaope mecca and all of those things. To what extent are you dealing with this issue, Premier?
Yeah, certainly. Mabana, I think, has really moved quite significantly from the shambles you have just described. We have deployed...
So, sorry, Premier, your line is shaking a bit. If you can move around, are you able to hear us?
Okay.
Yeah, now I can hear you. So you say you have deployed...
Now you can hear me. Yeah. I'm saying we have recently deployed a very capable and competent manager who is running Mabana as CEO. His turnaround is continued to do so, Mabana, even during the height of the first wave and the second wave. He was quite brilliant in using online approaches to continue the programs of Mabana.
Maybe we should speak to him as well at some point. Yeah.
In terms of the turnaround there, certainly there are others such as BRS that unfortunately... whatever happened happened in previous administrations.
What about the stadiums? People are complaining about your Audi Stadium, among others, to say, look, if you don't build those stadiums, you are not going to nurture, you are not going to discover talent that will be used, because people are saying school sports used to produce professional soccer players and athletes, but when all of these the stadiums such as Audi are now not in use and in the state that they are in, then you are literally curbing the potential that needs to be nurtured.
Yes, certainly. I have been in discussions from some of the very, very prominent soccer leaders in the country, and it is one place that I'm looking at. Public Works have just completed an assessment, structural assessment of the Mahikeng Stadium. So it is certainly one of those things on our cards, high in our priority list. So I personally, in my role as Premier, I am very, very aware and sensitive to those issues.
Let's talk about the State of the Province address. In a nutshell, what were you saying to the people of your province, the Northwest Province?
In a nutshell, I was saying to the people, we have done significantly well in responding to the pandemic. And in doing so, we, at national level, we've had to shift funds to priority areas vis-a-vis the coronavirus pandemic, so that we had two budget cuts, budget adjustments, something that is unprecedented, so as to adequately respond to the pandemic. We had to refurbish and structurally improve our hospitals for this purpose, and all the things that are obvious in terms of beds, in terms of oxygen, and so on and so forth. And I think we've done significantly well. We are one province, you can look at the figures, one province that is managing very tightly the pandemic. And we're up there. The rolling out of vaccine started, we are right up there. And the J&J arrived on Monday, I think 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Arrived on Monday, and we were already vaccinating front-level health workers. Apart from that, at no point would I listen to any excuse, apart from construction, that says we cannot deliver, we could not deliver because of the pandemic. It's hands on deck. I am a person who is hands on. I'm not a premier who's flying out there. I'm on the ground and making sure that delivery takes place. So I think, in essence, if you look at my speech, in essence, I was doing two things. I was accounting to the people of the Northwest, but at the same time, I was saying these are the priorities. I made sure that I do quantitative as well as qualitative indicators. It was not, something that is out there, wishes or promises that are empty, that are not quantified. I really significantly tried. Yeah. Any inputs I got from departments, I said, I don't want to hear about your dreams.
Yeah,
I
but Premier, you've got a fundamental problem, though, in the Northwest and municipalities. I mean, they have been in shambles.
It is a fundamental one. And what I have said to the newly appointed MEC is, I am going to meet with you on a regular basis. I want to see visible change in these municipalities. In addition to that, we are listening to the national approach towards, apart from our service delivery challenges and imperatives, but towards local government elections, and say, gone other times where people are elected, people are appointed on other basis other than merit.
But politicians occupying top positions in municipalities don't even have a semblance of respect for you or the ANC there, because some of them were removed and others came in from a political ticket to say, no, it's not going to happen.
That is, so it is a culture that has set in, and I think we all have to take responsibility for that. It is a culture at national level that has to be firmly uprooted. It is a cancer that has established itself firmly. And this is the people's government. We cannot allow the rogue elements to do what is happening. Certainly, it is a matter that is receiving national attention, but at the practical level in the province, we also give it that attention. It is an eyesore. It is an extreme embarrassment. I agree with you.
You also spoke about blacklisting companies, but particular construction companies that are not doing work. So earlier on, we spoke to the CEO of the Black Business Council as built industry aspect of the Black Business Council, who said, look, the problem is that when you blacklist, you are blacklisting a company, okay? You are not blacklisting an individual. Because these individuals can go around it, can set up another company, start from CIDB1. If they've got good contacts, they can build it up. 3 years down the line, they're back at CDB9 or whatever the case may be. So aren't you flogging a dead horse there, Premier?
I think in any sense, in many sense, I think you are right. Just hang on, please. Just hang on. Can you stop the button? sorry about that.
No problem.
I agree with you entirely. It's one of those things where you have a problem such as this one that really undoes a development. And what you need to do, firstly, you must have the necessary will. You must have the necessary political will to intervene. And as you intervene, certainly some of these challenges would come up, and you have to change, amend, and adjust the way you do it. And incidentally, as you talk to me, I realize that a lot of blacklisting that has to happen is internally to the institutions that are responsible for this project. Because we realize from time to time that these contractors are able to go away with murders, amongst others, because they lack the necessary skills to oversee implementation of projects. They don't have planning skills. They don't have project management skills. They don't have cash flow management skills. So that it should not only be the contractors that get punished, but even the managers in departments, in municipalities, who allow this mistake to happen.
What are you going to do, though? Because whether you like it or not, Premier, the local government is the coal face of service delivery, and there you have let down the people of your own province. I mean, even ridiculous things like money that was supposed to go to a particular service going into a local municipality and somebody claiming that it was a mistake and all of that, and we have not even heard what had happened. The issue of water in your province is a massive one. People there saying, look, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. We're even tired. The books of these municipalities, not even a single municipality, unless if I'm wrong, that got anything near to a clean audit or whatever the case may be, that on its own requires a firm hand Do you have it?
Well, I have no choice but to have it. Absolutely no choice but to have it. And for as long as I operate in this area to which I've been deployed, I'm either in or out. I have no business to be a premier if I will not have a firmer, much firmer handle on this matter. Notwithstanding, by the way, the constitutional provision, if you look at Section 151, and in many ways that is a great source of the problems, Section 151 of the Constitution gives some autonomy to municipalities so that when you get it there and you intervene, they show you the middle finger by pointing out to Section 151.
Yeah.
So that we also need that. I'm not saying that, Constitution should be changed. However, within the district development model, we have to come up with functions and relations, intergovernmental relations, that don't get subversed by some of these constitutional provisions. We are a unitary state, and we must not have, in addition to the mindset and approaches of these some of these mayors, some of these councillors, we should not be hindered by some of these constitutional provisions.
You can't even reshuffle, Premier. The last time you tried to reshuffle, you were told, whoa, the lorry. We must be informed properly and we must agree. Then how are you going to run all of these projects and have a firm hand when you are managed externally by political forces?
I think in essence, if you look at our national leadership, politically, I think there is support for those who have been deployed to do the work that they have to do. And I am engaging with that positivity, that support, to do what is right.
Premier, a couple of your people, some people are asking in particular about Mabana Cultural Center. They are saying, what are the timelines? What are the plans? As far as you know, this is Sam Intaung who's asking for specifics. You know, what can they expect in the near future and in the long run?
I think what we'll do is we will have to respond to the people throughout the province. We've mentioned Town. I will ensure that our CEO, Mr. Mokhorosi, responds to that by making sure that information is disseminated as widely as possible in a way that is accessible.
But people should not worry. Good things are coming.
No. I can put my head on the block. We have a very competent CEO.
The same with the stadiums, Premier, because that's also a massive issue that people have.
With the stadium, in addition, and to give credence to discussions that I'm having with some soccer leader in the country, I announced, if you look at my speech, that we're going to have a unit that addresses infrastructure, focusing, of course, on rural roads. And that is going to include infrastructure such as stadium, because what we need to do, unfortunately, I wanted to do it last year, but because of limited funds, we could not go ahead with the refurbishment of the stadium, the Maiki Stadium. We are in discussions with Gauteng with regard to our assets that out in Gauteng, you know, as a result of the delimitation, demarcation that happened pre-1994, but also thereafter. So it is really interprovincial management of assets that would help us resolve some of those issues. And we are aware and sensitive to the fact that we need to move faster than we have been.
Premier, thank you so much for your time, sir. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.